Ontario Court of Appeal. Ruling clarifies frustration defense and work tool damages. On August 10, 2026, the Ontario Court of Appeal released Hill v. 1359768, Ontario Inc., B&B Towing, 2026. ONCA 577, clarifying the analytical framework for frustration of employment contracts in the context of employee disability, and providing important guidance on when company vehicles and cell phones constitute compensable employment benefits upon wrongful dismissal. Quick hits. In Hill v. 1359768, Ontario Inc., B&B Towing, 2026, ONCA 577, the Ontario Court of Appeal unanimously held that a trial judge did not err in finding that an employment contract was not frustrated where an employee's physical limitations were temporary, could be accommodated, and did not prevent the employee from performing the essential duties of his position within a reasonable time. However, the court allowed the appeal in part on the issue of damages, holding that the trial judge erred in awarding more than $125,000 in damages for the loss of use of a company tow truck and cell phone that were work tools rather than personal employment benefits. The decision reinforces the high threshold employers must meet to establish frustration and provides a practical framework for distinguishing compensable fringe benefits from mere employment tools in damages assessments. The facts. Jack Hill worked for B&B Towing for approximately 17 years as its road boss, managing 15 to 27 drivers, ordering parts, maintaining vehicles, handling complaints, hiring and discharging employees, and overseeing administrative work. Physical towing comprised about 10% of his duties. After emergency surgery in May 2020, he received long-term disability benefits, and by late 2021, his doctors recommended a trial return with accommodations, including lifting no more than 30 pounds and a preference for administrative duties. While Hill was on leave, B&B's principals assumed his road boss duties and told him in September 2020 that the position had been eliminated for financial reasons. He would return as a tow truck driver at lower pay. He returned under protest in January 2020. He injured his back on February 17th when an accommodation winch malfunctioned and formally took the position that he had been constructively dismissed on February 25th. He never returned to work. The decisions below. The trial judge found that the appellant had constructively dismissed Hill by demoting him and rejected the employer's frustration defense. She assessed the reasonable notice period at 22 months and awarded damages of $236,163.77, which included $123,000 for the loss of use of a company tow truck and $2,840 for the loss of use of a cell phone during the notice period. The Court of Appeals analysis. Frustration, defense dismissed. Despite the trial judge's brief reasons, the Court of Appeal held that she applied the correct contextual framework, which required consideration of whether Hill could perform the material duties of the road boss position at termination of employment, whether he could return to a comparable position within a reasonable time with reasonable accommodation, and whether his limitations were temporary or constituted a frustrating event. The court upheld the result. Hill's 19-month absence was relatively short, the business operated without him, his doctors supported a trial return, and B&B had previously accommodated his restrictions. His February 2022 injury resulted from a malfunctioning accommodation device, not his underlying limitations. Damages, tow truck and cell phone, not compensable benefits. The court allowed the appeal on damages, deducting $125,640 for the tow truck and cell phone, and distinguished employment tools from compensable fringe benefits. A company vehicle or cell phone is compensable only if the employee proves it provided a personal benefit as part of contractual compensation. Otherwise, it is an employment tool. The court found that Hill's negligible personal use of the specialized tow truck, which was not pleaded or reported as a taxable benefit and had a lease value disproportionate to his salary, did not establish a compensable benefit, and that his cell phone claim likewise failed for lack of evidence beyond a bare assertion. What this means for employers. Frustration remains a high bar, and accommodation history matters. Employers must show that a disability is serious, lengthy, and ongoing, prevents performance of essential duties within a reasonable time, and cannot be accommodated without undue hardship. A relatively short absence, medical evidence supporting a return, or prior accommodation will undermine the defense. Work tools are not fringe benefits. Specialized equipment supplied to perform the job, such as tow trucks, radios, and machinery, does not create damages exposure merely because the employer tolerates negligible personal use. Evidentiary markers of personal benefit matter. Courts will consider objective indicia such as T4 reporting, Canada Revenue Agency, CRA disclosure, pleadings, and the benefit's value relative to salary. Employees must prove meaningful personal benefit, not merely assert it. Documenting the purpose of company assets. Employers may want to state whether vehicles, phones, and other equipment are work tools or personal benefits, and align reporting practices accordingly. The bottom line Hill views B&B. Towing provides useful guidance on frustration and damages, confirming that temporary disabilities may not frustrate an employment contract where accommodation is feasible and that specialized company equipment is not a compensable benefit absent evidence of personal use. The decision offers a practical, evidence-based framework for employers that provides specialized equipment to their workforce. Ogletree Deakin's Toronto office will continue to monitor developments and will post updates on the Canada, cross-border, and leaves of absence blogs as additional information becomes available. Follow and subscribe. LinkedIn, Instagram, webinars, podcasts.